From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. This Tuesday, President Trump delivers his first nationally broadcast speech to a joint session of Congress. White House spokesman Sean Spicer previewed the speech Monday.
This includes tax and regulatory reform to provide relief to hardworking Americans and their businesses, making the workplace better for working parents, ensuring the families who have suffered under Obamacare's skyrocketing rates see it replaced with a patient-centered alternative, making sure every child in America has access to a good education, a rebuilding of our military, and fulfilling of our commitments to veterans, to whom we obviously owe a great deal of gratitude.
And some members of Congress did express to VOA what they expect tonight.
Republican Senator John Thune says he hopes President Trump charts a way forward on health care reform. But he told VOA that international matters also merit attention.
The more he can affirm our strong commitment to our transatlantic alliances, NATO in particular, I think that would be very welcome news to a lot of our European allies and to our, you know, our military all over the world, too.
Democrat Chris Van Hollen agrees.
He needs to make it clear that the United States stands up for human rights around the world, that we will support our allies, that we will not be collaborators with the Russians.
Trump's speech comes one day after the White House proposed a significant boost in U.S. military spending. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
President Trump is blaming his predecessor, former President Barack Obama, for recent protests against Republican lawmakers meeting with voters in their home states during a congressional recess. Mr. Trump told the Fox and Friends talk show that he thinks President Obama is behind it. This is VOA News. Malaysia's attorney general says two women arrested in connection with the killing of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be charged Wednesday with murder. The charges against the Vietnamese and Indonesian women carry the death penalty. Kim Jong-nam died February 13th, shortly after two women smeared what Malaysian authorities say was VX nerve agent on his face at a Kuala Lumpur airport. The attack was captured on the airport security cameras. South Korean prosecutors say they will charge the head of South Korea's Samsung conglomerate and four other high-ranking executives with bribery and embezzlement in connection with the corruption scandal involving President Park Geun-hye. The special prosecution team created to investigate the matter also accused Samsung Group chief Lee Jae-yong of hiding assets overseas and committing perjury before parliament. The 48-year-old Lee was arrested earlier this month in connection with the case. President Park was impeached and suspended from office back in December on charges that she colluded with a longtime friend, Choi Soon-sil, to extort the country's conglomerates to donate up to $70 million to two dubious foundations run by Che. The chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Devin Nunes, said Monday he has seen no evidence of improper contacts between officials working on President Donald Trump's election campaign and Russian agents.
We still have not seen any evidence of anyone that's from the Trump campaign or any other campaign for that matter that's communicated with the Russian government.
Nunes says he has no plans to expand an investigation already underway. But the top Democrat on the panel, Congressman Adam Schiff, said no conclusions have been reached yet.
I think it's very important, having been an assistant U.S. attorney for 6 years, that when you begin investigation, you don't begin by stating what you believe to be the conclusion.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer said months of investigations and media reports have yielded nothing substantive. A consensus emerged within the U.S. intelligence community that Russia meddled in the U.S. election in an effort to help the president defeat Democrat Hillary Clinton. But Russia's deputy foreign minister has said that relations with Washington are at the lowest level since the Cold War. The commercial venture SpaceX said that it does plan to send two paying passengers on a tourist trip around the moon. This will occur next year using a spacecraft currently under development. Space Exploration Technologies chief executive Elon Musk declined to identify the two or how much they're willing to pay. He did say they will undergo extensive training. Musk also said he believes there is a market for one or two such flights each year. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.